You're listening to In Tune, a BYU-Idaho radio podcast featuring LDS musicians and their music. I'm your host, David Payne. This is Faith of Nephi by Heather Ritchie, featuring Aaron Edson.
The world tries to tell me how I can fit in.
Philosophies and movies are enticing me to sin.
When I think about why I am here,
while the battle is raging,
I shall not fear. With the faith of Nephi, I will go and do as the sons of Nephi, marching strong and true. The strength of Moroni, I will give my life, for I am a child of God.
Heather is first and foremost a mother. She has 8 kids and her family lives in Utah. She says she has a very musical family, and when she's not busy being a mom, she's a singer-songwriter and an advocate for women and children.
Most of the time I'm doing dishes at home or running kids here and there, supporting them. My children are very musical as well, so they perform, and I'm a singer-songwriter. So I often perform either at funerals or at the Utah State Prison. I speak to the women, and I'm an advocate for children. I'm a member of the Worldwide Organization of Women, and they stand for traditional family and protecting children.
Heather says she's been developing her musical talents ever since kindergarten. And in college, she was able to record her first original song, even though she was terrified to sing in front of people.
Since I was a little girl, I wrote songs. I played by ear. Even in kindergarten, I'd come home and my mom would say, "What did you do?" And I'd say, "Well, I learned a new song." She'd say, "Well, can you sing it for me?" And I'd say, "I'll play it for you." And so I'd figure it out on the piano and I'd sing it to her. So I would write my little songs, and a lot of them were very cheesy. But I came here, I guess I was 17 when I came to college, and my sister-in-law heard one of my songs we just did a family home evening. And my sister sang it, I played it, and so she knew Arlen Wilcock and called him up and said, "Hey, he's the head of the media department, could you record my sister-in-law?" So we got there, and he said, "Well, who wrote the song?" And so I said, "I did." And so he said, "Well, then you sing it." And I was scared to death, and but because there was the glass between us, it was a little easier to sing. And then the recording turned out good. So I just figured I needed to keep doing it because I was the only one who knew them besides my sisters. And so if I didn't get the confidence to perform, then they wouldn't be heard.
This is Every Footstep by Heather Ritchie.
Oft in this place takes me back in time to see a face that looked a lot like mine. Who would have thought that a child like me once wandered along this path? Scenes from yesterday echo to me, a vision from the past. As I follow in their footsteps, in all I'm called to do, burdens I'll bear, sorrows I'll share, somehow I'll make it through. As I follow in their
Heather told me a story about losing one of her daughters and how that affected her music. She says love, her family, and the gospel of Jesus Christ have influenced her in life and in her songwriting.
I write a lot of songs about protecting children because I feel like that's important. I've written songs, just love songs, and there have been a lot of songs that I wrote before I lost my daughter about losing a child. And I think it was just probably something in me knew that that would happen. But after that happened, I kind of stopped writing because I didn't want, I guess I just was blocking that and kind of being defiant, you know, about it. But I think that I write little songs for my kids, but mainly the inspiration comes from either my faith in the gospel, in Christ, our ancestors, just family. I think that those ties and those bonds are so important, and that we have to heal those. There's a lot of generational patterns that create problems in families. So I think that, yes, love is important. I have a song called Love Is All We Need, and I think that's the most important thing. But I also think that making sure that children are safe in the home, making sure that we are also standing up for what we do believe in the gospel, because there are so many things out there that are popular right now that go against those traditional things that the church stands for. And so I think it's just important to stay in that that place of supporting the church.
This is Love Is in the Room by Heather Ritchie.
When love is in the room, angels gather round. We do not want to hurt anyone around. Helping with our hands, giving with our hearts, soft and gentle words. Start. Love is all we need. Love will lead the way to bring a world of peace each and every day.
Because we had family prayer as I was a child, and taught to read our scriptures every day, those things have been my anchor. The church has been that rock for me during difficult times, because that's Heavenly Father is always there no matter what. Everyone experiences loss in some form. Everyone in some way has experienced some form of abuse or some form of, you know, catastrophic events to themselves. So I think Heavenly Father is just that source of peace and that grounding place where we can go to. So I am so thankful. We watched General Conference when I was a kid every 6 months. So I love the prophets. I love the scriptures. So it's just mainly the simple things in the gospel are the things that really make a difference in my life. They're everything.
Heather has two full-length albums called Hold Your Light Up and Every Footstep. You can find them on her website, heatherritchiemusic.com. Thanks for joining me for this episode of In Tune, a BYU-Idaho radio podcast featuring LDS musicians and their music. I've been your host, David Payne. Thanks for listening.
He will come again.